This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes over and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're even going to train him on this side of the board eventually so he can run the show. Yeah. So he's getting, you know, he's easing in, which is good. But feel free to get online, guys. Lines are always jammed up by the end of the show. But the beginning of the show, you guys are all still sleeping, which I understand. A couple of pasty white computer geeks had to drag their butts out of bed into here in the studio. You can get up too. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out. Now, we've got some technology news for you that we always try to bring you, to keep you up to date on what is happening in technology, and there's some stuff happening.
Well, it turns out there's a zero-day exploit affecting Apple devices.
No.
By Apple devices, I mean iPhones, iPads, and Mac OS.
You're kidding me. Wait a minute. That makes no sense, Dennis. They can't have any kind of zero-day exploit there, Apple.
No, I mean, they don't. They're not. They're the fully secure company, right?
Yes. You know, nobody can touch the kernel.
All of their devices are inviolate, right?
Exactly. And they're all, and you can't touch the kernel, and nobody can make any unauthorized access to changes to the software. But what? Wait a minute. You can. It turns out you can.
You can. It turned out there was a zero day that was released just a few days ago.
Right.
Apparently, it was actually being used in the wild.
Right, for a while.
Yes, for a while.
We don't know how long.
We don't know how long because we don't know how long ago it was discovered.
Right.
But Apple did release updates for, again, iPhones, iPads, and Mac OS.
Right.
So go and get your Mac stuff or your Apple stuff updated.
Isn't that interesting that it hit all three categories? Because it's a little odd. I would think that you've got a team that writes iOS for iOS devices, and you've got a different team that's working on Mac OS. But no, the same team had the same exploit.
Here's the problem with Apple. For about 7 or 8 years, they've been using the same development platform to write software for the mobile devices and Mac OS. So if there's something about that particular development system that injects particular sequences of code into it, then any exploit that uses that will go across platforms. Now, they did that because they wanted to have their stuff be more secure and have it be more efficient to rewrite the code when it's necessary. So on the one hand, you create vulnerabilities that you might not have had otherwise.
Cross-platform.
Because it crosses platforms. But on the flip side, patching it was relatively quick. because they apparently needed to make a change only in one place, and then they just recompile it for all the devices.
Okay.
So there are benefits to working that way, but in my mind, being a guy who likes Unix, I would have preferred that they kept, you know, the Mac OS separate, being developed with its own development tools, and then everything else having something else. But
and the whole moral of the story is, guys, I know you've been running Apples, and everyone keeps telling you you're impervious. You're not. It's a computer. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And Apple keeps selling you you're never going to get a virus, and selling you that you're impervious, and selling you that you're secure. You're actually more of a nice target because you believe that.
That's correct.
And that's the thing you got to be careful
with. That's correct. Yep.
So you've been warned. Update your stuff. In other news, we got a tune here for you. You guys got to hear. It's going to bring you back to the old school. Hit it, Carolyn. Anytime, Carolyn. Whenever, there she is. Do you guys remember this song? It's when drum machines were a thing. So this song, believe it or not, is an old 80s tune. Classic rock, as it were.
Yeah.
And basically, it can crash computers. So Rhythm Nation has the ability to impact laptops that have 5,400 RPM hard drives, which is old slow stuff. This is old drives, old systems. And this researcher just happened to figure out that that 5,400 RPM drive has some sort of frequency that matches Rhythm Nation. And if it does that, the drive can get crash.
Yeah, it physically locks up and then you're done.
Isn't that crazy? So the point is here, how, I guess we have to sit here with all of our, you know, have our entire music library running while our computer's running just to see what next program does to your system here. But if you're running Windows XP and 5,400 RPMs, and it's only a specific hard drive, there's kind of a misinformation out there about it happening to all hard drives.
Yeah, I actually went to the MITRE article and the original blog article that disclosed it, and it's a particular model of a 5,400 RPM laptop drive that was put into new laptops back in 2005.
Right. The funny thing is it's part of MITRE.
Right. They actually had to come up with a CVE number for it because it is something.
It is something
that can break a computer.
Well,
denial of service. That's what it is.
The other worry for me is that, well, wait a minute. How many 2005-based 5,400 RPM Windows XP computers does the government still have running as the reason they put it in the MITRE? Right.
I mean, why are you even asking?
Because you know, I think we were talking a few years ago about the nuclear submarine still running on XP, but
you don't even want to know what our nuclear system works on,
right? Isn't it? Yeah, it's old.
8-inch
floppy still
floppy drives.
Yikes! Well, they're not going to hack that very well.
No, the one saving grace of that is that it's pretty much an unhackable system.
Yeah, crazy. So watch out for Rhythm Nation. Actually, this whole talking about it will probably bring it back. I wonder if it'll go to the top like Mariah Carey's Christmas song does every time somebody talks about it. Rhythm Nation, don't let it crash your computer. In other news, this was something I just had to bring up because I was listening to another radio station yesterday, and they were talking about getting kids to code, learn coding in Connecticut. And I was really kind of psyched about it. I was like, oh, that's great. But then I remembered this article. You know, it's really, it'd be great to have more people that could do coding in America, right? Just so you know, according to the U.S., being a developer has an average salary of $110,000, right? And get paid really well.
That's good money.
Right? And they're trying to start these coder kids off at like, you know, 7-8 years old, where their minds are nice and malleable, and they'll get right in there and understand it, which is great. Switzerland and Israel come in just behind America. The UK, you'll make a whole $55,000 if you want to be a coder. And then you're looking at the poorest paying countries, you're led by Nigeria, which pays an average of just $7,200 a year for their coders. And of course, you've got India, one of the most popular destinations for outsourcing technically skilled jobs, pays only $470 more than Nigeria to their coders. So you can get an Indian coder for about $8,000 a year. So of course, here's the question. You've got your kid training to be a coder in America, hoping to make $110,000. And now you look at all these companies out there that are trying to have whatever craziness they're doing with whatever they're doing with their workforce. and they're going to outsource your $110,000 coding kid to an Indian for $8,000.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they do that?
Right. Why wouldn't they do that is dependent upon what kind of requirements we put on if they can do that.
Well, that's true.
Right.
And it also depends on whether or not you actually want to be able to reach out and touch the people that are doing your coding for you.
Right. So they can hire an engineer in the United States for $300,000 for other types of tech work, or they can get the exact same experience for $75,000 for other technically skilled folks here. And so that doesn't even talk about the visas that are allowing these folks to come in and displace Americans here in America.
Well, yeah, that's almost like a different kind of a problem.
Right, because they can just do it from India. This stuff
right.
will work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great that we're trying to teach our kids coding. I talk about this, too, even in the college world when you're trying to get folks trained up on technology. We want you to be geeks. It's like how Dennis ends the show. We want you to be a geek.
We do.
We want you to get trained up. But then here's a snag. You can have somebody in India for $8,000 do the same job.
That's true.
How do you then justify spending $200,000 on an education in college for an IT degree when you know the company you work for is just going to outsource you? That's the problem, right? It's the same problem that manufacturers have to deal with when you're outsourcing to Mexico and anywhere else to build the cars and whatever, wherever we're outsourcing the stuff. China's the biggest issue, right? Now China's doing great.
Yeah.
Look at China. I mean, they're crushing us as far as, you know, how much economic activity, and we did that for them. And we're doing it to ourselves again when it comes to technology. We have to decide whether or not we're going to allow this type of disparity to occur. But again, if you want to make money, 8,000 versus 110,000, that's pretty easy math.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it in mind, not saying you shouldn't have your kid code because we need more people to do that, but just be wary. When you're working for a big company or any kind of big company, we're lucky we work with small business, right? Most small businesses want to work with their local IT people and they want to know who they're working with and look at them in the eye, right?
Right.
But big companies, you know, Aetna, Travelers, Hartford, all these guys outsource constantly, right? So you get into these big companies as an American IT worker and you're displaced by an Indian IT worker in 5 years, 10 years, whenever they want to.
Right. And part of the problem is when you're at one of those big companies, they just have you doing one thing.
That's the biggest
problem. You're working on one server and you're doing one thing with it.
Right.
Or whatever it is that you're doing,
you're
just doing one. You're tunneled right in and that's it.
Right.
But I think the value in being a tech worker is being more general.
Yes.
We don't have enough IT generalists.
Right.
We don't.
You're right.
It's serious and it's a big problem.
And when we have people interview who have been outsourced, they come into TAB and say, hey, I'm interviewing for this position or that position. Well, all they've been doing is password resets for the past 10 years, literally. Sorry, you don't have enough skills.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of a mess. We'll put a link up here for you. You can read this story. But again, it triggered me because this story came out back in July this year. And then I just listened to that. I think it was Where We Live. Yesterday, and they had there's a coding school, and I'm like, oh man, I don't know that they didn't want to hear about this, which is
yeah,
crazy.
Depressing.
It is a little depressing. So we got three lines all jammed up this morning. First thing in the morning. It's great. We're happy you guys are with us. One line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number, the only number. Feel free to get online while we're during a break here, and we'll get right back to your calls. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're waiting for one more call for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. But let's get right to your calls for those of you who were on the phone right away. We're going to go to Hal in Marlboro first. Morning, Hal. What's up?
Morning.
I actually had to push the button twice this time. Last week, okay. I didn't have to. It's crazy. But you're there, Hal. What can I do for you?
I am. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I've got a problem that's been going on for about a month, maybe a little longer.
All right.
The internet seems to go out every hour, almost on the hour. If it goes off at 10 o'clock, it'll come back about a minute later at 10:01. And then 11:01, it drops for a short time. Let's say it comes back at 11:02. Then at 12:02, it'll drop again, come back at 1:03, and at 2:03, it'll drop again. It seems like it's every hour. This has been going on for about about a month, maybe a little longer, I had a technician come out from Xfinity yesterday, and he looked at all the lines and went up the pole out on the street and looked at everything and just came back and shook his head and said, no, it must be your modem. But my modem, I own the modem. It's not an Xfinity modem, so they wouldn't look at it. So I've done tons of things. I've unplugged the modem and left it off for 5 minutes or so, plugged it back in, wait till it comes back, but it continues to do the same thing.
All right. Is there any kind of like, do you have like a light timer on the modem where it's clicking off and on you?
No. It's plugged into the wall. It's
all right.
But it's like clockwork. Yeah. Every hour it drops for a short bit of time and then comes right back.
So your modem, is it also connected to a firewall, like a router that's handing out Wi-Fi?
Well, it's a Motorola MB8600 and, we also have the Xfinity, Xfinity security. So there is the modem goes into an old Netgear router, wireless router, that I guess is there to serve the security. And then from the router, it's wired into my Google Wi-Fi.
All right, I have a question. How old is that Netgear router?
It's old. I pointed that out to the technician too. I pointed that it's got to be. Xfinity gave me that Netgear modem. The Netgear router.
Really?
When I bought them the Motorola modem about 3 years ago, and they said, "Oh, we're going to have to send a technician out because you have to have another router in there to serve your internet, Xfinity security."
So wait a minute. How are they charging you for that old?
No. They just.
Well, they're charging you for the security.
They're charging for security. Yes.
Yes.
They're not charging. There's no itemized. There's no itemized. For the Netgear.
All right. So this makes
no
sense.
Old. It's got to be 10 years old.
Yes. That's your problem.
Yeah. I would replace that router.
Yeah. And you don't need it for the quote unquote security.
No.
That's
all it does is distribute connections.
Right. All it does is give you IP addresses. So it's showing its age and that's the thing you need to replace. You don't need it for security. You can put your own router in there. Go and get a Linksys router, I would recommend, or an Asus or whatever you like. But a couple $100, you know, maybe like, you know, $250 or so, and replace that 10-year-old device. That's what's failing. And the reason the guy didn't look at it, because it's not on any kind of invoice or anything. That makes literally no sense.
Well, I told him when he was there that this was a piece of gear that was given to me by Xfinity. I didn't buy it.
Yes, but he might have been selling sneakers a month ago, so he has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he clearly didn't. So I would tell you, get that new router, and your problem should go away. Do you have a way to connect a laptop to your modem directly?
What is it? Just plugging it in directly to the modem?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
If you want to prove that out, so you get your modem plugging into this old Netgear router, right? Disconnect that and plug it into your laptop directly and see if your dropping occurs. You can then isolate it to figure out if it's the modem or not, too. But even if you don't do anything else, that 10-year-old Netgear's got to go.
Okay.
And it could be the modem is also causing issues for you, but you can prove it by plugging your laptop right into it and seeing if your timing occurs.
When they installed this Netgear router, they told me it was a bridge router. And is there something, when I get a new piece of gear, do I have to call Xfinity to have them come out and configure it?
No.
Now, do you have a phone line from them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, no, that you just need a regular router. You can do this, Hal. Sounds like you're doing just fine.
Okay, so a new router, a new wireless router, that's what this thing is, a new wireless router, and plug it in place of the old Netgear, and it should be working, you think?
It should be.
Yeah.
The other thing to consider is, how much are they charging for that security?
I don't know off the top of my head. This is this is my daughter and my son-in-law's house. We live here with them in an in-law apartment.
Nice.
And I'm trying to solve this problem for them because they're busy with other things.
Well, I can't believe as younger folks, they would allow your internet to drop every hour and not scream anyways.
You know, the strange thing is, we're watching TV. We see it most of the time when we're streaming with live TV.
Right.
It seems it's crazy when we're streaming something that's not live. It's something from Netflix or something like that. We never see the problem. It never the picture of the stream never seems to drop.
Well, if the drop is so short that the caching that goes on in the Netflix streaming device goes past it, then you won't see any problem.
Oh, okay.
Because what like your Roku or whatever will do is it will collect packets in advance of what it's actually showing you. And if that span of time that it's gone ahead is longer than the gap that during the break, then you're not going to see a problem.
Okay.
All right, so get a new firewall router there, and I bet you're going to have less trouble.
Okay, I will try that.
All right, good luck, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Hal's on his way. We got Paul and Margaret still on the line, and two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. Feel free to get online. Everything we've talked about earlier as far as the news has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And if you want to follow us on Facebook and Zuckerberg deems it worthy, you can go over to WTIC's Facebook page and watch Dennis and I in action. Live, action, packed. It's very, very exciting. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. Two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go to your calls. Going to go to Paul in Bloomfield first. What's going on, Paul?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I want to thank you for being a resource for all of us.
Our pleasure.
Here that need you.
It's our pleasure.
The reason I'm calling is I have a elderly parent who may have done the unthinkable yesterday. I know you guys had an update about the Apple security breach, and this happened prior to us hearing that this morning. My mom saw an alert about a security breach, made a call to an 800 number, got into a loop. Essentially, I think she may have given the serial number to her iPhone, her iPad, and then eventually they were working remotely on her iMac.
Yikes.
By the time I walked in, I went downstairs to the basement and shut the power off to the house.
Well, there, that'll do it.
Oh, yeah. That'll take care of it.
I guess what I'm wondering is just how compromised, corrupted, and infected we are at this point. She has the iPhone's a 13. It's about a couple weeks old. The iPad Air is the same. She bought it the same day about 3 weeks ago. The computer, the iMac, is a desktop all-in-one. That's probably about 4 years old or so. I really don't know what sort of security she's running, but at this point, since she gave away the serial numbers, or I don't know if the IMEIs, the ICC IDs, the MEI IDs, you know, if all that's been compromised and given away.
Yeah.
As well as the old Netgear router that we have, it's got to be probably about 7-8 years old. That she's got the old phone lines, the old phone jacks running into it. So I'm just like wondering just how bad things could be. We haven't turned the computer on since.
Right.
I know she's using your phone and her iPad, but we haven't turned the iMac on since. It's been shut down since they took remote control and I shut the power off. So.
If somebody had remote control of that iMac, you have to assume there's malware residing on it.
Okay.
And the solution to that is to do a reset on it, a recovery on it.
Okay, so just by turning it back on and going through a recovery.
Well, you disconnect it from the internet first.
Okay.
And then power it up. And we can get you an article about how to do a recovery on it.
On a Mac.
On a Mac.
No, okay. The other issue that, I mean, I'm glad you called, Paul, because this is the, we talk about this all the time on the show, right? So when we talk about phishing and we talk about how the bad guys leverage the news, literally your mom just took it for granted that the system is reaching out to her and saying, hey, there's been an issue. And she probably saw it on the news. There has been an issue. Oh, okay. These guys are trying to help me. I'll call. Again, it's never the case, guys. It's back to the old, you know, do you have Prince Albert in a can, right? You know, that's what it was. If you know that idea there, they're just calling to see if you got Prince Albert in a can. In the old days, you used to have Prince Albert in a can, right? Because you're chewing on the tobacco. But don't ever have an unsolicited call don't ever react to it. Don't ever let anybody into it. Nobody's out there looking out for you. I don't know how old you have to be to realize that, right? I mean, you've lived so many years of your life. How often do you have people coming up to you and say, here you go, here's $100. I'm going to help you out. See you later. Nobody does that, right? And nobody's going to do that on your computer either. Hey, call this 100 number. We're going to help you out. You could be very compromised, depending on what she had on there for data. Like, did she use it for financial work? Did she have anything you're worried about them having access to that they could have exfiltrated from the computer? Is anything like that going on there, or was it just used to do basic things?
You know, there's emails with information on it. Mm-hmm. Was she doing banking? I think she was limiting the amount of online stuff. Mm-hmm. She's still, you know, old-fashioned. She still puts a stamp on an envelope and mails stuff in, which now they're taking the checks out of your mailbox, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been happening. Mm-hmm. That's actually been happening a long time.
Very long time.
So is she doing all of her banking? No, but, you know, her portfolio, things like that, that she wants to look at. You know, she looks at the balances.
Yeah, so it depends on what they're after. Like, did she give her a credit card and they just wanted to do a fake service for her, which is more innocuous?
I don't believe it got that far. They were just getting a bunch of information like serial numbers and accessing, you know, the actual hardware at that point. You know, I could see the windows moving. We were 3 feet away from the machine, and they were moving windows back and forth. That's when I went down to the basement fuse box. So
you're not messing around. I'm taking the whole thing out. In the future, guys, you could just unplug the modem, right?
Right.
That'll do it. Don't have to turn off the power. I hear what you're trying to protect everything. As far as serial numbers, I'm not really sure what they would do with that. I mean, Dennis is more of an Apple guy than me. I'm not sure what value has.
The serial numbers and the like MEIDs and things like that are in the phone can be used theoretically to clone the phone on a carrier.
Oh.
Theoretically.
Hmm.
I mean, you'd have to be a pretty good hacker to pull that off, but it could be done.
So then, of course, if there's 2FA happening, the clone's occurring and the 2FA is going to them?
2FA would go to the other device.
So is it a combination of simjacking, or is it...
It's a way to do simjacking is what it is.
So that's a little scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I would do... I would definitely do a reset on those devices, too, in addition to the Mac.
Start them fresh.
Yep.
But they'll still have the serial numbers. Obviously, use different passwords. Hopefully, she didn't give any passwords out.
Not that I'm aware of. I walked in on it.
Yeah.
So
you might want to call the carrier of the phone and just tell them what happened and ask them what they can do.
Some carriers They can lock your account because you're worried about fraud. However, that can even be hacked and spoofed. The social engineering that's out there is so good.
You can try
to lock it.
Yeah, but you probably want to call the carrier, too, and tell them that the phone might have been compromised. They may reissue the phone, maybe reprovision it. That part I can't speak to because that's what they do. But that would be something that I would be doing, too.
Okay, but in terms of having someone, say, from the Geek Squad or somebody like a home provider come in and take care of the machine.
It'll all be kind of fluffy, right? Resetting, it's going to take care of it. It'll be back to factory fresh, so anything that was loaded on there, it'll be gone, including stuff you want, right? So make sure you back up your data.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, you could be backing up malicious software, too, so it's a little bit of a catch-22.
Yeah, you're in a danger zone with that, yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm almost wondering with the age... Maybe it's time to just walk away from it if it's going to be that, if it is that in compromise.
We don't know. But having bad guys on your system is never a good thing.
Just saying as a general rule, if hackers have or fraudsters have gotten onto a computer, you have to assume there's malware on it.
Right.
There might not be.
Right.
And we may be telling you to do something that isn't really necessary because they never got that far because you were smart enough to pull the power.
Right.
But
we don't know.
That's just something that we can't tell you. But you kind of have to assume that that's what happened.
There are tools you could also run to see if you're compromised. You can download like ESET for Mac or Sentinel-1 for Mac and run those AVs to see if they find anything. But if they load scripts and they load any kind of footholds and stuff like that to get back to you later, who knows what you're going to actually find.
And if they get a rootkit into there,
right,
which is small chance on a Mac,
yeah,
but it's still possible,
right,
then the antivirus may never even see that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, sorry it's happened to you, Paul, but you maybe saved a few folks in the listening audience from this happening to them. But I wish I could say, yeah, run this and you'll know if you're good or not. It's not like that.
Okay. I guess we'll be looking over our shoulder now.
A little bit, yeah.
But all right. Well, I appreciate your help. You gentlemen are a true gem for those of us here in Connecticut, so and elsewhere.
Well, our pleasure to be here for you, Paul. And let us know how it turns out. I mean, keep in touch.
Okay, I'll send you an email. I'll look for that link as well
in terms
of on my devices.
How to reset. Yeah, you got it.
I get it all done.
All right, Paul.
All right, good deal. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, I mean, that's what these bad guys do. And Dennis is right. They're not even hackers. They just simply take what's in the news and send a notice out. Now, she obviously must have surfed somewhere to get that that cached browser-based notice, right? That was not something that came through Apple, right? That thing came through some sort of browser hijack that happened early on that they then leveraged in saying, hey, you could be compromised. Call this 800 number. And that can happen on all Apple devices. Those browser hijacks happen quite often, actually. To get rid of the, whatever happened, you got to clear your cache. That takes care of it in your browser, right? In the Safari browser or what have you.
Yeah.
But bad timing, right? Oh, I heard in the news something's bad. Oh, here's an 800 number I can call. Oh, I'll get it all taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, that's just classic social engineering.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
So be very aware of this, guys. You got to be more cynical than you know me to be. That's a lot. You got to be cynical. Don't trust anything coming through your computer, your email, your texts, your phone, even your calls. If they're calling, if anybody's reaching out to you saying, hey, I'm here to help, they're probably not. We'll step up for a quick break. Get to your calls. We'll be right back. Two lines open, 860-522-9842. It's WTIC. That is the number. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're also getting emails to gethelp@tabinc.com. And we had somebody call in or email in saying, hey, you just told a guy to take out his Netgear router there, which is part of his home security system. Well, if the Comcast guy looked at it and didn't know it was a device from their system, it wasn't that.
No, it can't have been.
It couldn't have
been. Besides that, nobody should be running a home security system on a 10-year-old router.
Exactly true. So
if it was Comcast deployed, they ought to have replaced it long ago.
And they should have noticed it. So,
and they should recognize it, know what it's for, and fix it if
correct.
It's needed.
So we didn't tell him to turn off that device for his home security system. We assumed it was talking about the internet security that they sell as part of their package. They sell, quote-unquote, internet security. What is that? It's web filtration. How can you get that for free? OpenDNS. Talked about it forever. So, no. If Comcast can't recognize their device, it's not being used for anything.
Yeah. Can't be.
Can't be. And if that deduction is wrong, then the guy was selling sneakers a month ago, like I suggested. Which could be the case, too. But thank you for emailing us here. If you do that, well, if you do want to send questions in to gethelp@tabinc.com, Dennis is monitoring that box.
Yeah, and it was a point well taken, but like right. I said, when the Comcast tech is there and doesn't know what the thing is for.
Right. We're assuming it has nothing to do with anything.
Then it can't be their thing.
No. Exactly. All right. Brilliant deduction as we try to take here. Let's go on to Margaret out there in West Hartford. What's going on, Margaret?
Oh, good morning. I have an email question. Recently, my inbox stopped updating, and I was, you know, like about 2 days without updating. So at the bottom of the screen, there was an error message, so I clicked on that. And Yahoo said that I needed to re-enter my Yahoo password,
mm-hmm.
Which I did.
Yep.
And then everything, you know, came back to normal. Good. My email is updated now daily. So, you know, it looks normal. But then I got a message from Yahoo saying your Yahoo account was used to sign into a new third-party application on iOS. If this wasn't you, please use this link to revoke third-party access to your account and change your password. You can revoke access also by going to yahoo.com and navigating to recent activity tab under accounted
right.
for.
Right.
So I haven't done that, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, what is a new third-party application on iOS?
Well, it would be the Apple Mail on your phone your iPad.
Do you have an Apple device that you use to reset your password?
I have an Apple iPad and an iPhone.
Right. Did you use one of those devices to reset your password?
Yes, I did.
There it is.
That's it.
And they did. And that notice came to you around the same time you did it, correct?
Yes, after.
Yep. That's exactly it. In that case, that is an expected event.
Right.
They were right to tell you.
Right.
But you are also right to say, oh, yeah, I did that. That's cool.
But the
thank you for telling me.
But the problem with those notifications is they're so generic, right? And so, and I can understand how people are like not putting two and two together because they're so cryptic, right?
They are cryptic,
right?
Yeah, a third party application. No, I mean that doesn't make any sense to 90% of the public,
right? Sometimes they're nice enough to tell you which town or state it occurred in, which then you're like, oh, of course, that was me. I live in that town and state, right? But in this case, they didn't tell you that, right, Margaret?
No, just what I read to you.
Yeah.
And then it said that one more paragraph was, we recommend using the Yahoo Mail app to access, and then it shows my
well, that's just a solicitation. That's just telling you
you to use their mail app. And for all we know, maybe that does work better. I mean, it's entirely your decision to do it, but yeah, they are just advertising their own thing.
They're fighting for the ecosphere, right? They're like, oh wait, you don't want to use the Apple thing, you want to use our thing. Why? Because when you're looking at your mail, we know where you are, we can sell your location to Lowe's.
Well, as far as I know, I don't have Apple Mail, I have Yahoo Mail. I have one of those old dinosaur snet.net accounts.
Right.
Well, what we're talking about is the difference between the email host, which is Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
and the client, which is the
app,
the Apple Mail app on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So the whole message there is confusing. It was you.
Yeah.
And you're good. But if you see a message like that where you haven't done anything, that is where you would revoke access.
Right.
You would follow the instructions and revoke the access.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say you just got that out of the blue. You didn't put your password in anywhere in the last month.
Right.
And then you'd know, hey, something funny's going on.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
And one other thing is that on my old Apple laptop, a MacBook Air, I have to put, when I do the mail there, I have to put in my password every time I log in and, you know, to use the mail, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it works every time.
Good.
And I go to the laptop because that's the only place where I can specify that a message is spam. On my iPad, there's no option for it. There's just the delete option, mm-hmm. but not a spam option, as
mm-hmm.
far as I know, unless there...
You could be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help, and I'm glad it wasn't as serious as that poor man who went before me with that terrible.
And make sure you update your Apple devices. They need to be updated.
Oh, I did that.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I did it last night. So,
very good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much. I love your program.
Thanks, Margaret. We appreciate your calling.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. So those messages are really frustrating.
They are.
They're just not specific enough. They're like they could say, this is probably you, but...
Right, and then they use language like third-party app.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, 90% of people are going to go, huh?
It's geek language. And then, of course, they have an ad in there as well. Make sure you're using our app, because if you're not using our app, we can't tell where your location is. And we can't sell that to whoever we want to sell it to.
And we can't read all the links that you're tapping and yada, yada,
and your
yada,
mail
yada,
and
yada.
All that. Yeah, so it gets so confusing. I mean... Let's get to another call here, but it is frustrating. Let's go to Susan in West Springfield. What's happening, Susan?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I have a brand new Apple iPhone that I got last weekend during Massachusetts tax-free weekend. My husband and I both got one. We went from a 6E up to a 13.
Wait a minute. Tax-free weekend covers $1,000 devices?
It covers anything up to $2,500 except alcohol, tobacco.
Medicine. Even school supplies?
It covers everything for just the weekend.
Your Christmas in August is much better than our Christmas in August.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Ours only covers sneakers. We still pay luxury tax rates for rotisserie chickens down here in Connecticut. So you're doing much better up there in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm happy to say, yes, we took full advantage of that this weekend.
Good for you.
Now, the problem that I'm having, my husband is not having the same problem. It's relating to trying to get my phone reconnected to my Apple CarPlay in my car.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. So we've got new cords. They're called Lightning USB cords or something.
Yep.
Now, I have to say, when I use my old cord for my old 6E phone, it works. But I don't know if that's dangerous for the new phone to keep doing that or not.
Are they lightning on the old cord, too?
No, it's an old cord. But it works to get me hooked up to Apple CarPlay with the new phone.
What?
Yeah,
it works. You have the end of the old cord is not a lightning interface. It's some other type of interface. It's another connector. And it connects into your new phone?
It does.
That doesn't sound right.
I think her phone, her old phone, is old enough to have had the classic iPod connector,
and that goes both ways. Like it takes both inputs.
No,
that doesn't make sense.
No,
to me at
it's
all.
It's a wider plug.
I got that. We got our other iPhones. We're old, so we stick with this.
No, that's fine.
As much as possible, we got those in 2016.
Okay, but they have a different end.
Yeah, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in.
Mm. It goes in. I believe it goes in. I'm not sure how it connects, but I believe you. So you're using the new cord is not working so well with your new phone is the issue.
Correct. The new cord charges the phones fine. Now, my husband has a different... In his vehicle, he's got a navigation system.
Mm-hmm.
So he just paired the phone, and that worked fine.
Paired it with the Bluetooth connection.
Correct.
Do you have Bluetooth in yours or no?
Yes, and I was able to pair the connection to my phone in my car. So, in other words, I get the phone calls and everything through my Bluetooth speaker.
But
I can't get the CarPlay to connect. What seems to and I followed the directions. The phone has recognized my car.
Good,
but. Every time I try to, connect with it, it seems there's a buffering. It seems like it's trying to connect to other cars.
It's cheating on you. What is your model of car?
It's a 2021 Chevy Trax.
Oh, nice. It's current. We're going to put you on hold a little bit, Susan, and try to see if there's any kind of interface issue between Apple and Chevy Trax.
Okay.
Hang on one sec, okay? We're going to go to the news. All right. So we'll try to figure out that issue. I've never heard of the cables at Apple working the way she described because they always want to sell you a new cable. I mean, that's how they make all their money. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online. We'll be right back with you after Morgan does the news. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.